Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. We are live and direct from the North Dakota Farmers Union office in Jamestown. We thought we would just stop by and hang out. Mark Lotney, president of the Farmers Union, is with us. And, hey, thanks for leaving the door open.
Yeah, hey, no problem.
That's what happens when you don't lock your door, those crazy radio people.
Yeah. Well, it's good to have you guys do what you do.
It is. You guys got such a beautiful facility, a lot of great things going on in this area. But we want to get right to something that you were, was it last week you were at the G7 Summit in Italy?
I was, yep. There was a group of farmers and representatives from farmers unions from other countries, a lot of folks from the WFO and the what's called the Caldaretti in is a farm organization in Italy that asked us all to come in and to present a paper about agriculture.
Okay, very interesting. Well, let's kind of go through this whole process. And I think you've been at other meetings somewhat at this national or world level, actually, before. And sometimes you get to speak, sometimes you don't get to speak. So just talk about your presence there and what it meant and why you wanted to be there.
Yeah, so we traveled. There was two of us, presidents from states, Minnesota, North Dakota, and then our president, Rob LaRue, from National Farmers Union.
Yep.
And prior to that, we had worked with it's Canada, U.S., France, Italy, Germany, United Kingdom, and see if I've forgotten. I don't know if I forgot one or not.
But anyway, close enough.
Yeah. So we put a paper together that basically talked about the challenges of agriculture, meeting some of the standards and being able to meet the needs of the population growth.
Okay.
To do that on a sustainable basis, not only from a what you think of sustainable soil, you think about sustainability as far as economics.
Right.
And, you know, keeping a certain number of farmers on the land, dealing with some of the climate changes, being a solution or, you know, maybe an offset where farmers get paid to store carbon, all those things. So the paper was generic somewhat, but it really told the story from a farmer perspective. A lot of times in these situations, the governments rely on agribusiness to tell the story of the farmer. So we've been working really hard through the WFO, World Farm Organizations, to have more farmers at events and talking about the farmer role in all this stuff coming at us into the future.
So when I think about the biggest problems that we have, at least in our world here, prices and weather, so how do you can you do anything about the weather?
Well, you know we can't, but you can do things with, you know, trying to figure out how we connect the dots through trade. And you know, we're on a global economy, and when you say global economy, farmers and consumers tend to think, well, that just means you're trading stuff globally.
Right.
Really, it's not. It's bigger than that. You've got all the situations arising from war. You've got all the situations arising what a country demands of you from the products you deliver to them. You've got all the rules around how they treat humans. You've got all the rules around, are they a good trade partner, or is there this situation where you can't sell them product because of certain criteria.
Okay.
So that stuff all has to be worked on. And to think being in a global economy means we'll simply, U.S. will just simply sell them products, it's not that simple. There's a whole lot of criteria, and we're always searching for that magic that makes the farmers whole around the world, and we have good, free, open trade and logical, scientific-based things that are applied to our commodities that we sell.
I'm curious, is Russia at this event?
No, not at this.
Are they part of the G7? I wasn't sure if they were. How much of that war situation gets talked about, though?
You know, in our little world, we were with the agriculture representatives from the states, and then there was separate areas where there's others. So the conversation of the wars, it does get talked about as one of the political things that upset the markets. And that's a detriment to farmers and ranchers. Generally, we're the ones that get hit because it has an impact on lowering prices generally.
Right.
So, it, you know, trying to build systems in place and understanding that back to that sustainability of farmers and worldwide farms.
So prices in general, and you guys talked about expanding the world market, hopefully opening up more markets for our grains as well, hopefully will increase prices, but it's still a problem. And you know, you have a situation where you can talk about it, then it's executing it. And do you find that there's still a problem with execution of trying to, you know, you talk about some things that we can do, but then actually getting other countries to follow through maybe would be better.
No, I think it's a fair comment. So you lay out and you get the dialogue happening, and you need to start somewhere. It's no different than legislation in the U.S. You got to start someplace,
right?
And then what comes of that is based hopefully on further dialogue, and you get back to the table and you have the conversations. But we you know, there is successes. We always focus on the negatives. There is successes where, you know, there's been a World Trade Organization forum. There is some things I don't agree with them on, but there's been some things that work very well. There is some rules and laws about trading that are positive, that help the U.S. farmer and help other farmers. And then, of course, there's the negative ones where we can't label something or we can't ship into something because that. Right. But that's what you're trying to deal with. And if you put it back on the situation that you have to pay farmers to make them economically sound, and you have to feed consumers if we reach 9 billion or almost 9 billion in 20, 30 years, you have to have that capacity. So somewhere along the line, the governments have to start thinking in that light. Okay, how can we make this function? And being at the table is so important.
Right. It is interesting because we couldn't do it without the farmers. We couldn't live without the farmers.
And you'll like this favorite statement. A South African farmer that happened just to be there, he wasn't representing his country, said, well, you need a doctor once or twice a year.
Yeah.
You need a lawyer once or twice a year. You need a farmer every day, 365 days a year.
You know, and farmers don't want the government involved, but at the same time, the government should be involved to make sure at least that the farmers are paid fairly. Yeah. You know,
that's the balance. And this is all about balance. And I mean, I'm a farmer. I mean, if I could have less regulation and have a great market and everything work perfectly, that would be my world. But it's not that way. There has to be logic, and there has to be logic to the marketplace, and there has to be some rules and regs. The challenge is getting the right ones and making it function. Where one country's not destroying another country's agriculture, and you're building up and you're getting, you know, countries to bring their economics up so that they can buy from us. All that stuff plays. And obviously war is always bad. All those things that you don't want to happen, but they will. Right. And then how do we deal with it when it does happen?
Do you feel good leaving there, though, when you get done talking to everybody? You feel like, you know, we talked, we communicated, and we were heard, I think, is the biggest thing.
Yeah, I think we were heard. I think the fact that we could get seven countries to agree upon a document, even though it may not be as aggressive as we hoped, is pretty impressive because, you know, we don't always agree on everything. The European Union farms different than we do. So you got all these plays that you're trying to figure out. And, you know, getting a message that's united is a good thing. No different than going to D.C. and getting the commodity groups and the farm organizations together or focus that we need a farm bill done. It helps rather than us all being divided.
I'm going to do one interview with not even talking about a farm bill with you. So we're that's a different story. But thank you for sharing. I do want to ask you one question because I only got about a minute left. How are your crops doing up by Valvi? I know your brother's up there farming. How did things turn out?
We've been really fortunate this year. We've been in a situation where our rains came pretty timely, maybe just a little excess, but the yields are great. I don't know. You know, we haven't got any beans in the ground yet or in the bin yet, but they look good, and the corn's going to finish. So I think we're going to have a really good year in our area, luckily. There's pockets that aren't, but our area is good.
Very good. President, again, of the North Dakota Farmers Union, thank you, sir, for stopping by, and thank you for what you do.
Thank you, sir.